here at 9 and 11 a.m. Sundays, or you can join us online at thegraceplace.com. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday at The Grace Place, where we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
This was his spiritual position. Even though he was in this world and confronting Ahab, he said, I stand before God. Stay with me. He said, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Wow. See, in the spirit dimension that Elijah was standing in, his address is in or from the presence of God. Stay with me. He, in other words, is living in the presence of God. This is oftentimes overlooked or neglected by saints of God. Amen. Devil is quick to try to make you forget who you are. Amen. And what your spiritual address is. Amen. But Elijah, he established this before Ahab. See, if you're learning to live in the presence of God, not just visit, not just when we praise or when we assemble, but living in the presence of God. If you're learning to live in the presence of God, listen to me. Wherever you live, it doesn't matter what circumstances are. It doesn't matter what's going on. If you're living in the presence of God, hear what I'm saying. Wherever your feet tread and you live in the presence of God, you are not subjected to the circumstance. The circumstance is subjected to you. Elijah said, at my word, I've entered into a time where I'm in the presence of God. I know what God's heart is, and I declare it ain't going to rain. I'm here to change some stuff. I'm here to bring a judgment of God on this planet because of the wickedness of Ahab and the leadership. And he said, at my word. He didn't say, thus saith the Lord. He said, at my word. Why? He lived in the presence of God. The word in his mouth was just as powerful as the word of God in God's mouth. I'm going to say this again. When you live in the presence of God, it doesn't matter what circumstance you come upon. Let's dig a little deeper. You'll see it much more clearly. Even if you come into a changing environment, tell somebody, I'm insulated. You are insulated with the presence of God in such a way. When Elijah prophesied there would be no rain, God said, I want you to go to the brook Cherith because it's going to get pretty bad around here. Ain't going to be nothing to eat, ain't going to be no rain, ain't going to be nothing growing, but I have commanded ravens to feed you. Are you following me? He lived in the presence of God. See, when you're in the presence of God, it doesn't matter what the economy is doing, how high gas prices get, what's going on in the grocery stores, how rent is going up and all of that. It doesn't matter about that. Why? Because God always has not only what you need, but more than enough. Elijah was on an assignment. God was about to bring judgment, but because he lived in God's presence, tell somebody there's always provision. Go to the brook Cherith, for I have commanded the ravens to sustain you. So he goes to the brook Cherith, and there's clean water, and night and day, the ravens. Now, if you know about ravens, ravens are dirty birds. They are birds that will steal. They don't share anything. They will. They will fight. They will steal food. They will, you know, roadkill, all kind of stuff. But what they did with Elijah, look at how God does. The Baal worshipers, they offered sacrifices every day to these pagan gods, the best of the sacrifices. While everything else was famine, they kept the best to offer to these pagan false gods. Well, those ravens would go to those altars and take the meat. That's where they were getting it from. And they would drop it where Elijah was. And Elijah would eat the best. Tell somebody, God's got provision for you. That's why I'm telling you, you're going to live and not die. You're going to increase and not decrease. You're going to enlarge and not shrink. But you got to know that you live in the spirit realm. That you are a spirit having a human experience. And all this human experience has to succumb to the stature of your spirit man. He went to the brook Cherith. Tell somebody, you and I must be constant. Unchanging in changing environments. Say it again. You and I must be constant. Unchanging in changing environments. Don't change your testimony when things get a little tough. You're still blessed and highly favored. Amen. I said you're still blessed and highly favored. Don't change your testimony when sickness tries to hit you. When infirmity tries to hit you. No, by his stripes I'm healed. Hello? I see some of y'all changing. You start testifying and becomes testifonies. Well, you know, no, don't change. Be unchangeable in a changing environment. This is how you access that spirit realm where you're already blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. But God needs those that are unchanging in changing environments. Tell somebody again, you got to be unchanging. We cannot be those that just are constantly adapting to every circumstance. I'm going to show you why. And peradventure, God will take you to another level. So many don't know the victory that's already been wrought for them. It's true. So many really don't know who they are. You hear that a lot. And we should hear that a lot. Until we start to search it out. Lord, who really am I? What have you really done? What do I truly have access to? Is this word true? I dare you to not just try it, but to implement it in your life. I dare you to start speaking what the word says. I dare you. you to start activating these promises. I dare you to challenge the challenge. You see, the word that goes out of your mouth, when Elijah said it's not going to rain at my word, that seemed kind of strong and harsh. Okay. If he said that, then it would seem as though he's going to be subject to that too. Amen. But let me tell you something. The word that goes out of your mouth is going to protect you. He was obedient to God. He spoke what was God's heart. And that was the very word that protected him. Go to the brook Cherith. Why? You're not subject to this. I mean, we're in this world. Right? Are we? We're in this world, right? But we're not of this world. We're not subjected to these things. See, so many have lived for so long just in subjection to whatever comes their way. But you're a spirit being. And you've been raised up with Christ. And we are seated with him. Did you know what it was? You know, when the first martyr, Stephen, when he was being stoned, he lifted up his eyes to heaven, and the heavens were open, and he saw Jesus standing.
Amen.
See, the high priest, he is the high priest of our confession. The high priest would not sit until something was finished. Till the sacrifice and that was finished, because he had to do different things.
Amen.
But our Bible tells us in Ephesians 2 that we are seated with Christ. In other words, something's finished already. You've heard it said before, God doesn't start something unless he's already finished it. It's true. God doesn't start it. He's already finished it.
Amen.
He doesn't have to guess. He doesn't have to wonder. He doesn't have to panic. He doesn't have to be anxious or worry about stuff. He finishes it already. Then he goes back and starts it.
Amen.
So he already knows where your destiny lies. He already knows where he's placed the blessings in your life. They're already there. Ephesians 1:3 says, for he has already blessed us. Past tense. Tell somebody right now, I'm already blessed. No matter what we go through it. That's just for the perfecting of the saints. That's just a character thing. God wants to get you ready for what he's already blessed you with. And so you got to pass some tests to qualify for what God has blessed you with already. Tell somebody again, I'm blessed already. The devil's defeated already. Change is not necessarily external, it's internal. Too many of us are like the chameleons. You just adapt to everything. But I want to show you here what's vitally important to us moving on in our destiny. And that is not succumbing.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.prbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day.